This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Wall Street entered into a so-called bear market Monday due to fears about a fragile economy and stubbornly high inflation. The S&P 500 sank 3.9% Monday, falling more than 20% below the record high it set in January. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 2.4%, while the NASDAQ Composite was 4% lower. Americans are confronting soaring prices for gasoline and groceries while their gains in investment accounts are evaporating. That is putting pressure on U.S. President Joe Biden and his administration. VOA Chief National Correspondent Steve Herman in Washington has details.
With President Biden's approval ratings sinking as costs for commodities soar and stock prices plunge, his administration finds itself increasingly on the defensive, less than 6 months before key midterm elections. The president is focused on delivering for the American people, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre responded to reporters Monday when asked about Biden's unpopularity among voters. Asked about the dismal economic picture as a key U.S. stock index entered a bear market, the press secretary said this.
The American people are well positioned to face these challenges.
The Federal Reserve, which is America's central bank, is expected this week to again hike interest rates in an attempt to tame inflation. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
A Ukrainian official said Russian troops have pushed into the center of the eastern city of Severodonetsk and continue to shell a chemical plant sheltering hundreds of soldiers and civilians. The regional governor said Monday on social media that Russian troops control about 70% of the city and had pushed Ukrainian forces from the city center. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said his forces and those from Russia are fighting for literally every